adamación de la bastante que you move mountains, you move mountains, you cause walls to fall, you cause walls to fall, you cause walls to fall, hey, you cause walls to fall, and you cause
God is good. Mountains are moving. Mountains are moving. Mountains are moving. Strongholds are breaking. God is moving on our behalf. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. It is time to pray. The Bible says that we should always, men ought to always pray. So we are coming to pray. We're coming to lift up our hearts and our voices towards heaven. We're coming to bombard heaven with our prayers. We're coming to touch and agree with each other, and also to remind God of his word pertaining to us. We're coming to pray for our neighbors, coming to pray for those places that were hit by the hurricanes and the earthquakes. And we are believing God. We are believing God for breakthrough. We are believing God for miracles. We are believing God to make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go before the Lord and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing, God, and being glad in it, God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for keeping us through the week last week, God. And Lord, Father God, even on yesterday as we attended a home-going service, oh God, that you, Father God, allowed us, Father God, to come on the line today, God. Hallelujah. Coming to praise your name, coming to worship your name, coming to magnify your name. God, we love you. We praise you. We bless your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, God. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. That you have a great plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. We thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that our eye has not seen, nor has our ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that you have planned for us. Lord, we love you today, and we bless your name, and we worship your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are Lord of lords and King of kings. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. You are, Lord, the first and the last. You are our creator, our redeemer, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our savior, oh God. You are that friend that sticks closer than the brother. Lord, you have proven to be a lawyer in the courtroom, God. You have proven to be a doctor in the sick room, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, you have proven, hallelujah, to even be the financier, oh God, when we needed money, oh God. And we just thank you and we praise you for always being there, for being a right on time, God, for always having your hand upon our lives, for keeping your promises, oh God. When man will break his promises, oh God, you never falter at your word. You are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you will repent and change your mind about what you have said about us, your people, oh God. Yeah. So Lord, we praise you. We bless your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. We lift our voices like trumpets on tonight, God, to glorify your name. We lift our voices on high, oh God, to give you the sacrifice of our lips, oh God, the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of praise, oh God. Lord, we dare not hold back our praise because you have been so good to us, oh God. Hallelujah. You have been so good to us, and we are grateful. We are thankful for your mercy. We are thankful for your grace, oh God. So, Lord, we love you on tonight, and we say, have your way on this prayer line, God, as we lift up the petition. Lord, we pray for Puerto Rico on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for the praise reports of those who are part of this prayer line, oh God, that you have given, oh God, hallelujah, victory over Irma, oh God, victory over Maria, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you have given us victory over the hurricane, God, victory over the storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are grateful, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for all of our brethren in Puerto Rico, God. Thank you for our brethren in the land surrounding Puerto Rico. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you supply for the millions of people, that you supply the waters. You supply the clean drinking water, that you supply the electricity, God, that you supply, Father God, the phone service. We ask, Father God, that you supply, Father God, the food, God, that you supply, Father God, hallelujah, the medical supplies, oh God, that you supply the building materials that will be needed to rebuild this island, oh God. We ask, Father God, for supernatural provision, oh God. Lord, we bind up the hands of the enemy trying to stop, Father God, those who have the resources to give from giving, oh God, to our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for an overflow of support. We thank you for an overflow of provision. We thank you for an overflow, my God, going into that land, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to heal those who are sick. Continue to help restore those, Father God, who are broken, those who are grieving. Help, oh God, hallelujah, those who, Father God, have had their homes, Father God, destroyed by the storm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not only Puerto Rico, but Mexico, God, hallelujah, Florida, Texas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, everywhere that there was calamity, Lord. We pray, Father God, for your hand, Father God, to just come in and move and restore, oh God, and put the broken pieces back together again. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, God. Lord, help those of us, Father God, who are dealing with something, even in our own lives, where we've had personal storms, oh God. There are some people on this prayer line that have had personal storms, oh God. And Lord, I pray for those. We pray for those, God, who are in the middle of a personal storm. We pray for those who are coming out of a personal storm, God. We pray, Father God, for healing to hit their lives. We pray for deliverance to hit their lives. Yeah. We pray, Father God, that you will restore, God, everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, the caterpillar has eaten up, oh God, that you will restore, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, whether the storm is in their marriage, whether the storm is in their ministry, whether the storm is in their money, whether the storm is in their mind, whether the storm is with their children. Lord, I ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will go in, hallelujah, and restore everything. We bind up the hand of Satan. We bind up the hand of the enemy, and we declare breakthrough over every life under the sound of our voices. We declare breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank so, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way on this prayer line. None of my koshelaleke, papa koshelama. Nalaleke, shelaleke, na 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 na. We speak to the winds. We speak to the natural winds. We speak to the spiritual winds. We speak to the emotional winds. We speak to demonic winds. And we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. We say, peace be still to the winds, to the waves of life that are trying to overwhelm your people. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every storm in every life right now, and we say, peace be still. We declare victory over your life.
Yes.
We declare victory over your life today. We declare victory over your life tonight. This storm is not going to take you out. This storm is not going to take you under. That enemy cannot prosper. That weapon cannot prosper. God says no weapon formed against you will prosper. My God, hallelujah. So we bind up the hands of the enemy and everything that's been sent against you, every attack, every demonic attack, every word curse, every witchcraft spell, every hex, my God, we bind it up right now, and we loose your destiny, we loose your victory, we loose your breakthrough right now, we loose your healing, we loose your prosperity, we loose it right now, we loose your emotional healing, we loose your relationship, your marriage, my God, to prosper in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory over every area of your life in Jesus' name. We loose your family. We loose your children right now. We break every stronghold that has been set up against you, and we declare that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare breakthrough, my God, oh, glory, over your life in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Continue to have your way on this prayer line. Continue to let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his holy name
Amen.
On tonight. The power of prayer, the prayer of faith. Amen.
Amen.
We see those hands raised. I want to read a couple of scriptures, and we're going to take calls in the name of Jesus. Pastor said on Sunday, our victory is in our identity.
Yes.
And I'm going to say it tonight. Your victory is in your identity. Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its affections and lust. If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
My God.
Let us not be desirous of vain glory. Help us, God. Provoking one another, envying one another. If a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourselves, unless ye be tempted. Pastor reminded our church that we need to have a demonstration, a manifestation, that we are Christians, that we are born again believers. We are the light of this world. We are the salt of this earth. In the name of Jesus, I'm hearing what you're hearing. Hallelujah. Tax reform and glory be to God, health care reform, and nothing's getting done. But it's not about politics. It's not about what man's agenda is. God has an agenda, and he's about saving souls. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
He's about going back and getting the backslider back right. He's about those of us that are spiritual, producing more fruit in our lives. This is why we pray. This is why we bear one another burdens. This is why we pray for one another and confess our faults to one another, that we may be healed. Father, as we take calls tonight, we thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for greater love and greater joy, a greater peace. I thank you, Lord, that the people in this prayer line, the world is trying to, hallelujah, get us out in the flesh. The world is trying to push certain buttons. Our circumstance and the situation in which we presently find ourselves in is trying to weaken our faith. But the devil is a liar on tonight. Amen, somebody. You have strong faith. You have unwavering faith. You have uncommon, unusual, unlimited belief in Almighty God. And God, hallelujah, he sees your faith. But we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith to be healed. Faith to restore that relationship. Faith to get a better job and better housing. Faith to be healed in your body. In the name of Jesus. Faith for tomorrow will be better than yesterday. Hallelujah. So, Lord, as we take calls tonight, continue to minister to your people. Continue to move mountains. Continue to encourage the discouraged. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, take some calls tonight. Open up the phone lines. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Our first caller tonight is 832 area code. I'm excited tonight. 832 area code. God bless you tonight.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Good evening. God bless.
Hello. How you doing? I was just calling for prayer and prophecy.
Amen. Does God be the, who are we speaking with?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, God bless you, Sister Vanessa, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Vanessa to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are right now ministering to her thoughts. We know that she has the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father God, so we thank you, hallelujah, that she's working out her soul salvation with the fear and trembling of Almighty God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of her. We thank you for the anointing that is in her life. We thank you, glory be to God, for the oil of God being upon her in the name of Jesus. Now, God, allow your word to minister to her tonight. Allow, hallelujah, God, the word of Almighty God that was spoken over her life prophetically, the promises of God for her and her family, which are yes or yea and amen, in the name of Jesus. Allow her to walk in divine purpose. As we read that scripture, Lord, we don't want vain glory. We're not trying to impress man. We're trying to impress God. So in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, give her the desires of our heart. Allow her to walk in faith and not fear, in the name of Jesus. Allow her, God, in the name of Jesus, to stir up the gift of God which is in her. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. So God, Vanessa, in the name of Jesus, she already has the victory in every area of life. The devil the devourer.
My God.
The one trying to defeat her, the one trying to get her to turn back, the one who is trying to discourage her. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit up.
Yes.
We bind that demon up off of her money, off of whatever you called her to do, off of her job and her career, off of everything, Lord, that she put her hands to. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let her win souls for your kingdom. Let her prosper tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let her walk boldly and courageously, going after the things of God. And Lord, I hear you, Lord. I hear you.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Without vision, the people perish.
Yes, God.
And there's a dream, there's a vision, there's an ambition in your heart. And God says it will happen. Oh, glory be to God. God says it will happen in due season at the appointed Kairos moment. You haven't lost your mind. It's not too big for God. It may seem out of reach for you. Trust God tonight. Put your faith in Almighty God, and he will bring it to pass.
Yes, God.
I feel God right there. There's some things that you're going after, and I'm hearing one word, pursue it.
Mm.
Pursue it.
Yes,
don't go back. It looked like you lost ground. It looked like you lost some way. But God says, I see and I know, and it will happen. Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. You go ahead and pursue your purpose and your dreams and watch God.
Yes, that's amazing, Pastor, that you spoke that over her life, because as Pastor was praying for you, Vanessa, I saw you standing at a door, and the door was facing outwards, and all you had to do was turn the knob and open the door. And as you opened the door, out on the other side of the door, there was a green pasture.
Jesus.
It was a green pasture. So you're getting ready to step over a threshold into a green pasture. In other words, you shall prosper in this venture that they're taking you forth into. But all you have to do, I heard God say, there are cases I want her to shut the door and pray, and then I need her to open the door and pursue. So, Pastor, that word was so on target
for
her life.
Part.
My God, hallelujah. Success ahead of her.
Yes, yes.
My God.
And there's some things God is requiring of her, but he will give it a reward.
My God.
God be the glory.
My God.
Well, we thank God for you. Please call us again. And amen. We look for a praise report as you continue to pursue.
Y'all be blessed. Thank you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Amen. I just felt that thing tonight that she is on a mission, and God is going to, amen.
Pastor.
She's on a mission.
Green,
we're going to take another caller.
Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Cool. 813.
Hello.
813 tonight. Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
It's Ariella speaking, and I wanted to pray for my mom because she's not feeling good. And I want to pray for my dad when he's coming home safely because he went to I can't really remember right now, but I wanted to pray for him to come home safe.
Praise God.
Okay, Ariella, good to hear from you. Amen. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Ariella, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this precious young one, Father God, who knows the power of prayer. And Lord, we pray for her mom right now, God. Even as her mom is not feeling well, God, we pray, Father God. You said, Father God, you sent your word and healed them. So, Lord, we are sending your word to pass it out to Sister Ariella's mom. We're sending healing to her.
Jesus.
We're saying by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. We're asking you, Father God, to touch her body, to manifest healing, to let the healing take place in her body. We declare her healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. We bind up the spirit of sickness, and we loose healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Ariella's dad, Father God, even as he is traveling, God, that you will keep him safe on the highways as he drives, Father God, that you will let him get home to his family safely, God. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have him in the palm of your hands and that you are taking care of Ariella's mom and her dad. So, Lord, we thank you for precious Ariella. Continue to bless her. Bless her in her schoolwork. Keep her, Father God, on the right path. Let her continue to be good and do good. And, Lord, we thank you for Ariella. Give her the blessings of her heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Ariella, we thank God for you.
Yes.
And you keep praying. God, I want you to know, God says, keep praying. He sees you praying, and God hears your prayers. And God wants you to know that he loves you,
yes,
and that he loves that you pray to him. So you keep praying because God is pleased. God is happy. You are making God happy with your prayer life. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Thank God for Ariella.
Sickness around.
Yes.
I feel her strength coming back.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. Area code. The phone lines are packed tonight. We're going to take as many calls as we can before we have to go off the line, but we will take your calls. Keep your phones lit, and we will try to get to every caller. Area code 813, God bless you.
God bless you, pastors. It is so good to be on this prayer line, and this is the prayer line that has given us so much strength and so much vision, you know, for the things that are to come. You know, it feels like I've matured to another level, and I'm praising God for that, for all your teachings,
yes,
and all the things that you tell us. Ariella's dad is in South Carolina. He's, I think it is either north or South Carolina. He had to do a delivery, but I need prayer. Well, we all need prayer, but
yes,
I'm concerned about the families, of course, in Puerto Rico. I just spoke to my cousin, and they have generators, and you know they have water. It's going down, but they're really concerned about people coming. You know, they have a curfew, and people are coming at night, and they're stealing their gas or their generators. So I'm just praying that the precious blood of Jesus will be covering them and protecting them, and that this will be resolved. You know, it's going to take a while, but that even with this trial, you know, that they will hang on to the Lord, and that all the schemes of Satan will be bound in the name of Jesus. So we just need prayer.
Amen. We're going to pray for that. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Miriam family, those in Puerto Rico, Lord, yes, is limited resources. People are desperate. But God, protect, hallelujah, protect what belongs to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your angel watching over their resources, God. We thank you for healthy drinking water and food and supplies, Lord, to sustain until times get better in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, watch over their lives, watch over their property, watch over their possessions as only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that your supernatural spirit, Lord, bow in the name of Jesus, a hedge to be put around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as we are praying here in the United States, we're comfortable, God, but they have a need. They have, in the name of Jesus, an urgent situation. And God, we pray right now, hallelujah, that other resources with generators, gasoline, and power would come to those, Lord, to get the technology, cell phones, computers, their livelihood back up and flowing. So in the name of Jesus, we bind up anything. We bind up thieves and robbers. We bind up in the name of Jesus those that are operating demonically, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are calling, causing chaos and confusion. So, Lord, protect families only you can. Keep them safe, God, and allow them to restore. You're the one that can restore the home, restore their jobs, restore their money and their supplies, God, as only you can.
Yes.
So, Lord, they need you. They need a miracle. They need a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, I thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you for it not being worse. But, God, as they recover, God, we're asking humbly that you would meet every need naturally, every natural and spiritual need.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. God is going to watch. As you said, a desperate situation, but we believe that your family is going to be well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I can't wait to meet you. That'll be a sweet day.
Yes, it's going to be a beautiful, wonderful day, and it's going to happen.
Yes, praise God. As a matter of fact, we're having the women's conference at the end of October, 1 month from today, and that's the women's conference. The women on the prayer line can just fly on up to Jersey and partake of that conference.
Amen.
All the possible. God bless you.
Bye bye.
Love you. We love you. God bless
you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
That's family. Praise God. We're going to take a caller. Area code 270. 270.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God for allowing us to be back in the house. Praise God for the anointing. Thank God for the power from on high. Thank God that we know our identity. And I know it's been a while since I've been on the line, but I thank God for giving me this opportunity, and I'm not going to prolong the time. But I've been praising and exalting and magnifying the name of Jesus because of this book of a man named Pastor Anthony Simmons. I know God gave you. I know God gave you the tongue of a ready writer. He gave you the pen and the heart also of a ready writer. And I know God has chose the both of you as prophets. And y'all got to continue to rest on the chest of Jesus. And I just thank God that y'all know y'all identity. I thank God that y'all know who y'all are in Christ Jesus. I thank God for the authority that y'all know y'all possess. And I thank God that y'all are taking it by force with the power from on high. And I just thank God. Y'all might as well rejoice. You announced the woman's meeting. You might as well go there announcing the revival that will take place at New Creation Christian Ministry. I tell you, it was nothing but the Holy Spirit that ministered that book. And God always has an angel. Just like he did with Abraham with that ram in the bush. When you doubt it, God had somebody of him to give you a testimony. And we know we overcome by the testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That 22-year-old guy said, I've been healed. And that encouraged your spirit. But I thank God as well as you do, Pastor Anthony, for a virtuous. You got a woman that stood beside you and prayed. She took command over the situation. Because in the New Testament, when Jesus told his disciples, I must go away for the Comforter to come, he went to heaven to be our intercessor in heaven. And he allowed the Comforter to come to be the intercessor in the natural, in the world.
Yes.
He never said, call on me and I'll come down and fix this. Because he gave us power and authority in the heaven, earth, and everything under the earth. That means all of Satan and all of his demonic forces. We have authority and power in the name of Jesus. And that's what God allows y'all to use as y'all pray for us, because God has enabled y'all to go into the throne room. Right there where Jesus is interceding, sitting on the right hand side of God. And I just thank God for enhancing your ministry of music. And thank God my wife and I were so a seed in regards to that, because God has answered our prayers. He has breathed his manifestation into your life as well as our life. And I thank God for the Lord that's still in the blood. Thank God for allowing y'all to teach the unadulterated word of God. Because one thing I've learned, scripture shall interpret scripture. For the ones who don't know that, they are not equipped with the knowledge and understanding of scripture. You read from the book of Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit. You received those fruit when you received salvation. But God has allowed us to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And that's when we receive power from on high to speak to the sick and they'll heal. Oh, yes, speak to a situation and it changed, because we are baptized with fire by the Holy Ghost, bubbling with rivers of running water. Rivers of running water. You and I are baptized by the Spirit and fire. That's why you got the power. That's why you got the power, because of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there is a difference. Yeah. Everybody on this line that is blood-bought, that is saved, remember one thing. It is simple to receive whatever we receive from God, because we are not operating in a religious spirit. Everything we receive is a gift. If I get it, I work for it. I ain't got to work for nothing since Jesus Christ went to the cross. What did he say? If I am lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Meaning if I'm lifted up on the cross, I draw all men unto me. And he began with the one thief that ridiculed all of these. When he told Jesus, if you say who you are, come down and save yourself and save me. And the other thief ridiculed him. Jesus started drawing all men unto him right then. We know the veil has been ripped from the top to the bottom, and we got access to Jesus Christ. It's a must to have salvation to be a candidate to be baptized by the Spirit. And that's when you receive power. And I know God has allowed y'all to have power. And like I said, that book, I continue to praise God, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit in you, ministering each and every word that I've read in that book. And it's so simple to receive what the Holy Spirit has written. And there ain't nothing the enemy can do, because we know who we are. We know our identity in Jesus Christ. That's what happened in the Garden of Eden. When they committed that sin, they wanted to hide themselves. And then they gave their power and authority to the enemy. And we got to be so ever cautious that we don't give him our authority that Jesus has given us. And what did he say in the New Testament? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That resistance is translated resist, but it means to fight against. And that's what y'all do when y'all pray. Y'all fighting in the supernatural realm. Y'all going into the supernatural. Y'all going into another realm. Thank God y'all are being catapulted. God is pulling y'all back to allow y'all to go forth. And like I said, both of y'all are chosen prophet and prophetess. There's a difference between the spirit of prophecy and chosen as a prophet. And God wants you and her to linger in his presence and rest on his chest, because he's going to continue to reveal things to you. And you are directed by the Holy Spirit when to release and what not to release. And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to read the book. I thank God for giving me a seed. I remember you say, if you in need, sow a seed. Evidently, I must not be in need right now, but it might be coming. So I'm going to sow a seed. And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to encourage the both of you in the Lord, because I know where your power comes from. The sovereignty of Jesus dwelling in your spiritual belly. Oh, in your spiritual belly. That's why you're able to burst from the supernatural. And I just thank God y'all continue to pray for my wife and me as we continue to pray for y'all, because God has so many good things for New Creation Christian Ministry. That ministry of music is already established. God has breathed his manifestation on it. You are a full-time prophet, Pastor Anthony. There's no more part-time for you. I don't know if you consider yourself full-time right now, but you and Pastor Rebecca are full-time prophet and prophetess. Leading people to Jesus Christ. That's what his true ministers do. And I just thank God for giving me an opportunity to bless everybody on the prayer line. And whatever it is that you want, speak it into existence in the name of Jesus. Speak it into existence in the name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. Speak it into existence, because God is holding us accountable, because we got the authority from on high.
Jesus, my God, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, did our ears not burn? Oh, Lord, Jesus, our hearts are burning right now. Minister Jamal, we thank God for you speaking the word of the Lord. I thank you for even that feedback about the book in the name of Jesus. Our identity, amen, how we got the victory. Everything you said, everything you prophesied. And the prayer line is so full tonight, and as you told the people of God, take your authority.
Take your authority.
Take your rightful place.
Reclaim your identity.
We are heirs.
My
we are
God.
Entitled to be blessed.
Jesus.
Amen. You don't have to work for it. Just receive it by faith. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you. I'm going to pray for you and your wife before we let you go, but that is so encouraging.
We receive it.
Amen. We receive that.
Yes.
And continue to pray for me concerning this book and New Creation Church.
Yes.
Continue to pray for us. Father, we thank you for Minister Jamal, Mr. Gale. We thank you for this couple, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know the name, hallelujah. Are winning souls. We know in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this strong union, this strong marriage, this strong ministry. In the name of Jesus, we bind up anything. Hallelujah. We bind up anything and anyone, Father God, trying to undo the plan of God for their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, God, allow him in the name of Jesus to continue to speak with authority, to speak with might, to preach the unadulterated word of Almighty God. As he spoke, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. That got me out of that hospital. That healed me of cancer. The blood of Jesus removes. Hallelujah. Every bad blood cell, and it took out to He said, no plague will come near thy dwelling in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for this hand of God. We thank you for his wife, for his children and his grandchildren. We thank you for the mandate that's on his life. He's on a mission, God, in the name of
Jesus. Thank you for the fire, man.
Continue to bless him, use him, and build them up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you, sir.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I just see God taking you and your wife to higher heights and deeper depths in him.
Yes.
You guys, even as Pastor began to pray, I saw you guys are being tried in the fire. God has been tried in the fire, but God says you're coming forth as pure gold because you have his word as a fit all around you. You have put yourself under his shelter, and God has pulled you, and he's pruning you, my God. Hallelujah. There's a pruning taking place, my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I see the two of you. I see the two of you in the spirit realm. This is what I see. It's so beautiful. I see you holding hands, the two of you, facing each other, kneeling down before the throne, hallelujah, of God, hallelujah, in total. And then I see a release, my God, and a total surrender. There's a position of surrender, my God, hallelujah. And then I see God's glory being released, my God, over your marriage. And this glory has been released is for you, not just for you and your marriage, but this is for your family, my God.
Amen.
This is for
thank
generations.
You,
God says, I'm breaking
Amen.
Generational
you,
curses, my God, hallelujah.
You,
I'm breaking strongholds that have been trying to keep, hallelujah, my people back. Hallelujah.
You,
it's been ordained.
You,
it's not by chance.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank
and
you,
God
Jesus.
Is going to use the two of you. He's already using you, but your eye has not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor has it entered into your heart, the things that I have prepared for you, says the Lord. And God says, hallelujah, that is revealed by my spirit. And he is exhorting you. God
God is exhorting you. He's exhorting you through the prophets tonight to press in, to press in, press in like never before. You are, God has given you fire, my God, liquid fire, wrapped up in your bones, wrapped up in your spirit, wrapped up in your loins, and everything that you produce is going to be produced by fire. My God.
Amen.
My God. Ooh, my God. Everything that you produce is going to be produced by fire. A sacrifice. My God. Hallelujah. Worthy for the Lord. A sacrifice. My God. Hallelujah. Acceptable unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for this man and woman of God and all that they've done. And I see you even as you're traveling, spending time with God, wanting to just stay there. You just want to stay there. You don't even, your cry, your heart is, God, I just want to stay in your presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God
Thank
sends
you,
he lets you come in to get the fire, and then he's sending you back out. He's letting you come back in to get the fire, and then he's sending you back out. Because God has sent you as it's almost like a prophetic missionary. I've never heard that term before. A prophetic missionary that you will go forth. Oh, my God, and you're apostolic, too. It's an apostolic, prophetic missionary that you will go forth and speak what thus says the Lord as you save souls and change lives. All to the glory of God. So, Lord, I thank you for this man of God. We thank you, Lord. There's so much that God has in store for you. It's so much. It's like a bubbling river that God has in store for you. God said you've been faithful over a few things, and I'm about to put you in charge of much. My God, you have humbled yourself in the face of persecution. You have humbled yourself in the face of affliction. You have humbled yourself, my God, hallelujah, in the face of all kinds of trouble and suffering that nobody else even knows about. Times that you have just got to go to God only because nobody else could know or understand what you were walking through. And God says, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me, those who trust me, my God, those who love me. Huh? So get ready. Oh, my God. Get ready, man of God. Get ready. As you have blessed the prophets on tonight, I hear God saying that you shall receive a prophet's reward. So you get ready because God is so much going on. I can't even keep going because there's so much that God is bubbling. It's bubbling. And God told me one thing. I must end this because we have to take at least two more calls before we go. But God told me to tell you, hallelujah, keep your ear inclined. Because God has done something to you in the prophetic realm. There's a sharpening that has taken place where you're hearing God, and there's a certainty that has taken place. And God says, because you are certain that you hear my voice, I'm going to continue to release. I'm getting ready to release more to you because you're at the point of maturity. You're at the point of prophetic maturity where I can trust you with what I'm speaking to bring my word forth as I speak it, says God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless
Thank
you, sir.
You, Jesus. Hey, God bless y'all, too. I am drunk in the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Are we still on? Jesus. We didn't get cut off. Amen. Well, God, to God be the glory from Minister Jamar. We're going to take only, we got another caller here. Area. Are we there? Yeah, area code 973, and then we're going to take 757, area code 973.
Hi, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. I just called to thank God publicly for letting me hear from my family and knowing that they were well, and thank you for all your prayers and your support. And I spoke to my sister, and I sent you a picture, Pastor Rebecca, and they were all smiling. They were smiling and happy in all the pictures. And, you know, when I spoke to my sister, she wasn't complaining. She didn't mention the situation. She was acting like there had been no hurricane. You know, she was just talking normal, and you know, and everything that I'm seeing on Facebook, you know, the water, you know, they some places have water, some places they have water for a short while, then they shut it off. She has no electricity, but she's happy. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, and she's not that kind of a person. So I was like, oh, my God, you know, like, I don't know. You know, this was somebody that I didn't know that I was talking to. And so I thank God for everything. And I know even though Puerto Rico is going through a bad situation, there's people there that are making making a way out of no way, because God is God is opening doors, and God is the one that's going to make ways out of no way. And I know that Puerto Rico is going to get back on its feet. It's going to take a while, but I know that, like I told you, Pastor Rebecca, there's a lot of Christians there, and there's a lot of people that are very humble. And, yeah, there's a lot of bad people, like, in all places, but for the most part, I think they're doing the most that they can. I was seeing this video today where this guy was saying, oh, you know, all these planes are coming in with water and food and everything, but they're not getting it because it's just arriving over there and it's just standing. It's just sitting there. They don't have the means to take it to the people, you know, because some places are flooded and some roads are blocked by fallen trees. So he's saying, you know, it's good that the Americans and all these countries are shipping stuff there, but they're not getting it. And then they said, like, he had to go and he bought a gallon of water, cost him $14. And then he said, like, if you want gas, you have to be online for, like, one mile long. And then when you get, it's your turn, they might tell you they're out of gas, or they might tell you they could only sell you $3, he said, which is not enough to do anything, you know. But anyway, he was on the video, thanking God, and he was thanking everybody, even though, you know, the things are just being sent there and they're not being distributed. But anyway, they're making, like I said, God is helping them. They're surviving. They're people that they're hard workers, and I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank God, because without God we can't do nothing. And I know that God is going to see Puerto Rico through, and Puerto Rico will become the beautiful island it was. And so I want to thank God publicly, and I want to thank you guys. Thank you so much for your support and your prayers.
Amen. Well, we thank God that everyone was safe.
Yes.
And as you said, it is unexplainable. He will leave you speechless.
Yes.
Your sister has the peace of the Lord, and we thank God that people believe. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you as Sister Carmen's our family continue to get things back to normal, God. We thank you for the peace, hallelujah, of God upon her family, Lord. As she said, they have a inner peace that so many have, Father God, have lost. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the natural possessions, the natural way of living will be restored immediately in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father God, make a way, as she said, with the gasoline and the water and a good food, make a way in the name of Jesus. Even without the power and the lights, God, give them wisdom on how to maneuver and manipulate and to function in the name of Jesus. So God, watch over them as only you can. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, we thank God that your prayers for your family, the prayers of this prayer line,
church praise,
the church, we thank God that you got some news from Puerto Rico,
because
for a while we heard nothing from anyone, but we thank God that everybody's well. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, God. Thank you, guys. I love you. Have a good night.
We love you.
God bless you.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God says you are one of his favorite daughters, Sister Carmen. Favorite. FAVORED. You are one of his favorite daughters because you have a heart for God and because you have a heart for your pastors. God is blessing you. There's no way that your parents, that story could have ended any other way, because God favors you. God favors you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God and we praise God for what he's doing. He said it just like he answered that prayer. I hear God saying, be prepared for more answered prayers. Be prepared for more answered prayers. The song that came on at the beginning of the prayer
He made a way. You made a way. Don't know how you did it, but you did it. You made a way. That's going to be your song. That's getting ready to be your song. But God is going to continue to amaze you. He's going to continue to astound you because God is well pleased with you.
Yes.
So we just thank God for you, and we thank God for you coming to publicly thank God and to thank your pastors in the church and the prayer line for praying with you and give that testimony of victory for your family.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, pastors.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have one more caller. We want to encourage you guys, if you're going to sow tonight, we encourage you to sow. NCCMonline.org. And we will continue to thank God for your giving. Amen. Thank God for every soul, seed sown, for every tithe. We thank God for each and every one of you praying with us, because we know that together we were able to bombard heaven to get the victory for Puerto Rico. Amen. So that's NCCMonline.org. We're going to take one more caller. Then we ask the rest of you to just submit your prayer requests via my inbox on Facebook, or go to our website and submit your prayer request, and we will pray for you. But we cannot stay until 9 tonight. We do have to take this last caller, area code 757. God bless you.
Good evening, pastors. This is Rita, and I'm calling for prayer for my manager tonight. Last year, just before I started work there, him and his family, they lost their son to cancer. And today, yesterday and this week, yesterday was his son's birthday. So they've been doing okay. And just different events like this, like the first birthday that he's not with them and things like that, it's sensitive. And he texted me and was letting me know, you know, they really missed him, and they kind of celebrated his birthday and everything. I just wanted to ask for prayer, agreement in prayer, for the peace of God over them and helping them through this tough time. I think he said his son would have been 12 this year. So, praying for them. He has two brothers and a sister as well that he's that's still here, that lost their brother. So.
Yeah, it's that's a difficult situation, and we want to definitely lift that family up before the Lord. That is a tough situation that God can still come in and make it, you know, amen, right. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister
thank
Rita
you,
tonight.
Even
bringing this family before the prayer line, God.
Yes.
We know in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there's some things, Lord, that we don't have answers to. There's some things that will remain a mystery.
Yes.
But, God, you are sovereign. You're perfect.
Yes.
You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and everything in between. So right now, God, we're praying for this family. We're praying for this father, this mom, who is missing their son. We thank you in the name of Jesus, even of the memories that he left here at a young age. But God, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the memories that they hold dear, as they said, he would have been 12, God. Allow, hallelujah, your word and your spirit to comfort them right now as only you can. Put your loving arms around this family, even the siblings, Lord, the brothers and the sisters at a young age trying to piece together life, God. Life makes no sense sometimes, but God, this is unexplainable, but you can come in and be the spirit that dwells in that home. You can come in and be the peace that dwells in their heart. You can come in and let them have even a greater love for those who are yet living in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you, hallelujah, that you will regulate their thoughts. I thank you in the name of Jesus that they'll still be able to function and Father God, manage their lives and move on in the name of Jesus. It is not easy. You don't want them to forget God, but in the name of Jesus, I believe that you're blessing them and you will continue to bless them. You'll continue to keep them. You'll continue to touch them. You'll continue to make a way in the name of Jesus. So God, right now, we pray a healing. We pray a miraculous touch. We plead the blood over the family, God.
Yes, God.
The heaviness, the burden, we're ready tonight to carry each other burden. And this is the burden of this family who is missing their son.
Yes.
So, God, we pray
that
the blood of Jesus,
the blood of
the word of God,
glory,
and the spirit of God will dwell in that home and in every life.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And bless Sister Rita, God, who has a heart for people, who cares about this family, her manager, who Father God, thought it not robbery to even bring them. And we hear the praise reports. We understand the power of prayer. And this family needs prayer. But whatever she needs, God, personally,
yes, God, thank
whatever
you.
Sister Rita stands in the need of with her family, her personal desires, whatever her purpose and mandate is, before her mother's womb, you knew her. You called her. So, God, cover her. Watch over her. Use her mightily, God. Put a new song in her mouth. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Give her a new song, God. Give her the ability to write and let it flow in the name of Jesus. Let her write the lyrics that would change lives and put a mark on this world, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the gift of God that's in her.
Thank you.
We thank you for the anointing that rests on her life, your yoke. We thank you for the prayers that she has over her children and grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, that she's that virtuous woman, a woman of authority and power. So, God, allow her, because that joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes, God.
And she praises you. She worships you. And I decree and declare. I decree and declare no weapon against you, Sister Rita, will ever prosper in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good hearing from you tonight.
I know we're going to go. We got to go now. But Sister Rita, even as Pastor was praying for you, when you opened your mouth, I had to sit back because sound, my God, that God is bringing forth out of your belly. That's the sound of the warrior that's coming forth. I feel the sound of the warrior coming forth from your belly. As Pastor prayed, no weapon formed against you can prosper. And even if you've been in a Gethsemane, you've been in your personal Gethsemane, my God, and there's been a pressure. Pressure. I hear in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world,
yes.
Jesus said. There's been a pressure. There's been so much pressure that's been applied to you, my God, that it has produced a releasing of the flow of the oil, and the oil of the anointing is flowing. Pastor, you talk about that. Pastor, that's what Prophet Jamal said. No more part-time prophet. You prophesy. You're so in the spirit that there's a releasing of the oil. My God, the oil of God, the oil of gladness, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And as you continue to rejoice, as you continue to praise God, it seems like the affliction is coming and the devil, the attack keeps coming and the pressure keeps coming. But God says that that's the only way that the oil can be released. He says, this too is for my glory. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as you came to the throne on the behalf of someone else, God wants you to know, hallelujah, that it is well. It is well, my God, on your behalf. Everything that you've been facing, everything that you've been praying for, everything that you've been walking through, you've been walking against the wind, my God, hallelujah. You have been walking against the wind, hallelujah, but the wind cannot overtake you, hallelujah, because the oil is being released in your life.
Amen.
And God says, this is temporary. This is a temporary season of transitioning that he has you in, and it may feel like you're stuck, but God says he is God said he is still shifting. I see a big shift taking place, and you're in the middle of the shift. My God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Sister Rita and everything that she's walking through. We thank you for the sweet fragrance of the anointed oil. My God, hallelujah, as it's being mixed together, oh God, as everything's being mixed, God, we thank you, Lord, that it's a sweet savior coming up before you, God, that her prayers come before you, Lord, as a sweet-smelling aroma. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name for this daughter of Zion, my God, this warrior woman, my God, hallelujah, who, Father God, loves you and is walking according to you. Continue, Father God, to bless her and give her the desires of her heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Use her mightily, God. Continue to use her mightily, Lord. Everywhere she steps, continue to release your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for it tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Move forward by faith.
Yes.
God is going to bless the works of your hands.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Love you, God. But that's our final call. She's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
And as you said, there may be a great resistance, but she has already overcome.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, we have to run now. God bless you all. We already 12 minutes, over our time. We need to be somewhere at 9, but we wanted to be obedient to the spirit of the Lord. We apologize to those who we could not take on tonight, but we thank God for each and every one of you pressing your way to be with us each and every week. Continue to labor and pray for Puerto Rico. Continue to pray for Pastor Anthony and myself. If you're in New Jersey, meet us at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey at 1230 on this upcoming Sunday. And again, please do so, nccmonline.org. And we appreciate your giving. We appreciate your gifts. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Travel me afar, for
wanna be where you are.